Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1838. The topic is training and the title is, What's Holding You Back? What are you working to achieve? What do you want to accomplish? If you're slowly grinding forward, awesome. Keep grinding. But if you've grinded to a halt and you're stuck, what's holding you back? Even if you're still progressing, what's holding you back from progressing even faster? What's holding you back is your willingness to find a way. Either to find the right method, the right protocol, the right program, or your willingness to execute that right method, that right protocol, that right program. A client sent me a video on Instagram this morning of people in wheelchairs going down these huge ramps doing backflips and twists, like X Games style, but it was people in wheelchairs. And he wrote me the following message. I'm going to bleep some of this out because he uses aggressive language. But he said, I got up this morning and I didn't want to train legs. This was the first thing I saw when I opened my phone. And that was the video of the people doing the wheelchair stunts. He said, I feel like a little baby blank. I have legs and don't want to use them. These blank blanks have no legs and are still doing crazy cool shit. Just wanted to share. I'm off to go squat my face off. I love it. That was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And I loved getting that message this morning. When we think about making progress in our fitness goals, we often think of the strategy, the perfect meal plan, the perfect training plan. We wonder if we have the exact right foods, the best equipment available. We can too often get lost in finding the perfect details while not giving the perfect effort. We don't eat as consistently or as cleanly as we should while we search for the next best thing in nutrition. We don't train with 100% attention and intent on every working set. Maybe we half-ass a few things here or there. We do that in training while searching for the next best thing in training, the next best program, the next best piece of equipment that'll target our muscles in the exact right way. We're often looking at what's next while not giving our full best to what's now. Why we do that is that because it's easier to think of what's next, because the work of what's next isn't right now. The now work actually takes effort compared to the next work. It's what's next, meaning it isn't here in the now, therefore we don't have to put in that effort now. In the now is where we often lose progress. In the now is often why we plateau. In the now is why we often never make it to what's next. Well, what's in the now? Being more disciplined to buy and have the right foods available. Being more disciplined to cook instead of eating fast food. Being more disciplined to go to bed an hour earlier than we want so we can wake up an hour earlier than we want so we can be more consistent with our training. What's in the now is what's holding you back. Self-discipline to do the things you already know you can be doing. Not looking forward to doing in the next, but you actually can be doing in the now. Oh, you say, I don't have time to work out. Bullshit. You might mean you don't have time to go to the gym, but does that really mean you don't have time to work out? Hell no. You're full of shit. You could do a 10 to 15 minute bodyweight workout right where you are. You just don't want to. Why don't you want to? Because it's freaking hard. Nobody likes moving their own fat ass around. Bodyweight squats, lunges, push-ups, they're all way more annoying than sitting in or on a machine and getting to move just a few muscles rather than moving your whole self. We often want the easiest work. We're willing to put in the easy work, but when the easy work isn't available, we often then don't do any work at all. What's holding you back is you. Why you're not losing more body fat, building more muscle, getting stronger is you. If you're making progress in your goals, then hell freaking yes, celebrate yourself, be proud of yourself. But if you're not making the progress you want, don't look anywhere other than in the mirror. If you want greater progress, go freaking get it. But if you realize you're not willing to put in that level of effort, don't quit. Don't do nothing. Don't be stupid. Find a smaller effort. Find something smaller to do. Something that's still helpful, but it's less effort. Too often, if we don't want to do the work, we do nothing. Instead, we should be asking ourselves, what am I willing to do? If I don't want to do a full bodyweight workout, I'm at least willing to go for a 20-minute walk. If I don't want to do the full effort, what am I willing to do? Find something, even if it's less than the best, even if it's less than good enough. It just has to be above nothing. Adjust the effort needed to match the effort you're willing to give, and then give it. That's how you move forward through all seasons of life. That's how you get out of your own way. If you say, oh, I don't want to do less, and you're like, oh, I'm not the type of person who does less. Bullshit. Bullshit. There are days you do nothing. You might say, I don't want to do less. But there are days you don't do anything. There are days you do nothing. Your pride is holding you back. Your pride is making you look like a fool. Your pride is your downfall. If you're not willing to adjust to match what you're willing to give, so you can at least move forward in some way, you are too prideful. You are in your own way. Be honest with yourself. Ask, what am I able to give today? What am I willing to give today? Find an answer and give it. Do it. Get in the something that will move you forward today. If you want better progress, if you're looking for what's holding you back, it's you. Be honest with yourself. Address your self-discipline issues. Address your pride issues. Every single day, ask yourself, what am I able to give today? What am I willing to give today? And then do it. If you do that every damn day, you will make progress. You will succeed. You will be out of your own way. I wish you good luck. Hope you do it. If you need anything, email me. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.